Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I love my family more than anything.
She got a boyfriend.
Hello.
Good heaven, no.
Hello.
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 Welcome to the best of Don and Mike right here on 106.7. Oops, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say that. It's been so long since I've been here. And who am I? Your host, legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this beautiful Friday afternoon in Washington, D.C. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. Don and Mike taking a travel day, taking a four-day weekend. And I am here with you today with the best of Don and Mike. And I tell you what, we've got a great plate for you, a gargantuan plate for you today of the best of the best of. While you're sitting in your car in traffic, is that what you're doing today? Are you one of the travelers today? You're more of a man than I am, or more of a woman than I am. That didn't sound right, but anyway, like I said, we've got a lot of stuff for you to listen, and if you're at home just kicking back, don't forget, the weekend is here. Have a can of beer. That didn't come out right either. Weekend is here. Have a can of beer. Anyway, you know, I'm a little rusty at this. The last time I was behind the board bringing you a best of, well, the next day I wasn't here. But we won't get into that. Let's get into the best of Don and Mike. And like I said, we've got some good stuff today. And in this segment, Don is in the middle of Bart's filthy car. It's the best of Don and Mike all across the country on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I love my family more than anything, and here is what I have asked them to do. Because I am going to this fancy thing tonight, and I never go to fancy things and never get invited anywhere, my wife is going to get a fancy dress, and she's going to join me.
Wow, nice.
Here is the dilemma. I work here in Fairfax, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We live about 20 miles away.
Right.
So the option of separate cars is not one that even, and I'm a big fan of separate cars anywhere, it just mm-hmm. doesn't work.
Right.
You know, my wife would get there before I got there. She doesn't know as many people as I do. We should go together. So the option should be she should just meet me here at work tonight, and then
right.
we drive together to Baltimore.
Go straight there.
You know, not to mention the fact, hello, I got a designated driver with me.
Right.
Because one thing I found out about my limited time, the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times I've been with the Modells, I do like to drink. It gives me courage.
You get a little, a little pop or two under your belt, and you enjoy the party a little more.
So, so I say yesterday to my kid, who I love with my whole heart,
right.
I said, "Hey, I need you to do me a favor. Tomorrow, I need you to drop Mom off at the station
mm-hmm.
at about 7 o'clock, right when Uncle Mike and I get done with the show." And he said, Yeah, I guess so. All right, well, okay, I'll check my schedule. And I didn't really give it a lot of thought. And then today, I mentioned, hey, I'm ready, you know, come on, you got to, are you do me that favor? And he had his 19-year-old attitude, although I get less of it than my wife does. He said, I don't know, I got plans tonight. And then I said, listen, forget it. I just asked you to do a favor to drive
Mom. Forget it.
To drive Mom to work.
Forget it. You don't need to drive anybody. I'm halfway home.
Then he said, do you think Mom would let me borrow her car? And I said, I don't know. Maybe she would. I said, go ahead and ask her.
Right.
So he goes downstairs, and I happily go back to whatever I'm doing. I hear from downstairs,
where are you? Well, Mom, you don't.
That's a pretty good description of it.
And I'm two floors away.
Yeah.
Now, I come downstairs and I go, hey, children, You know, what is happening here? And she's sitting there reading a book outside by the deck, and she says, nothing's been going on. Bart's just been yelling at me.
So was Bart doing most of the yelling?
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. God, I see, with both, it's impossible to keep both of them happy because I understand why each of them is at each other's throats.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I see, dare I say it, that in this relationship right now, in my family, I got it together the most.
Right.
This is a sad time of the state of my family when I am the emotional rock, when I'm the guy.
You don't like that role.
That's got it together. No, Mike, I'm fine with it.
You don't like being the peacemaker.
No, I don't. And I don't like people being mad at me. You know, you listeners, I don't care. I mean, but in real
right.
life, I hate when people are mad at me, and I hate when my family is unhappy. Not with me, even just when they're unhappy in general. I drive them crazy all the time with the, you know, how you doing? You okay? Mm-hmm. Is there something you're not telling me? You know, that's just the way that I am. So they're
is
going.
Everything all right?
So that yeah. Mike, thanks for asking.
I was now, using that as an example.
Like that. Yes, but thank you for asking. Right. Because here's the thing. It's a simple process.
Mm-hmm.
The kid takes his mom for a 45-minute car ride tonight to help out. She says to me, by the time I get downstairs, she said, well, part of the problem is, first, Bart has a date tonight or something and really doesn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Second, I think he wants to borrow my car.
Your producer is here.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Keep going. Keep talking. Like,
what
I'm
are you
not
doing?
Even here. I just want to check to see which white is the best.
Oh, come on. Dude, white is white. Ask Rob.
It's a rental.
White is white.
I got it.
For string?
Now, she's being very helpful.
I appreciate it.
The whiter the better.
I appreciate it.
She said to her, come on. She's being very helpful.
Okay.
Pretend I'm not even.
She's going to knock this out while you're doing the show. Ignore these strands of thread.
Do you need me to take the shirt off now?
No.
You're not ready yet?
No.
Okay.
Are you going to be in the shirt? I mean, how's this going to work?
I'll take the shirt off and you take it in the other room.
Okay?
Baby! You tell me.
Yeah!
Baby!
Hi, baby! Hi, baby!
So it should,
very
be
nice.
It should be a simple thing
yeah.
that you know, they
be.
Do this.
Just work
and,
it out.
And she says, the reason that he wants to borrow my car is not because my car is not, it's because his car is filthy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is, given, this is a fact.
Right.
My kid is 19, mm-hmm. He's going back for his sophomore year in college in 3 weeks, we're counting the days, and his car is a mess.
And lives on it.
A lot of the stuff that he's got in the car is stuff that he's never brought in the house from when he got back from college 3 months ago.
Wow.
Okay, well, it's the way he is.
Right.
You know, it's like I've said all along with him, lower your expectations and you'll be pleasantly surprised. I think he's a good kid, but he's just going through whatever the hell it is that he's
right.
going through.
Mm-hmm.
So, I leave them for 1 second, and he says, Dad, come here. So I come into the kitchen, and he says, look, Mom's going in my car.
Oh.
So I said to him, like you would say to a dog, I said, okay, now I'm going to go out and talk to her. You stay. And I mean, don't come outside. You may look out the window, out the kitchen window, but you stay. Don't come out. And he goes, okay. I go out to her, and I go, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? She says, look at this car. This car is a mess. This is the reason that he doesn't want me to ride in this car. This car is a mess. And she had some piece of looked like a part of a car seat is what she had in her hand. Apparently, there's
it, really
yeah, it's a used sport utility vehicle that's
okay.
got like three rows of seats in
oh.
it, and one of the seats has come apart or something. So
dear.
So you know he's a kid. So she's holding this thing up and she said, "Well, now look, what do you think this is from?" And I said, "And this is where I screwed it up." I said, "I tell you where I think it's from." I took it from her hand, threw it in the car. I shut the door and I said, "I don't want you to go near this car. I don't want you to worry about this. I want you to chill out and I want you to be happy and don't worry about this kid and his car. Whatever it takes, I'll get you to the station tonight." And she said, "Now wait a minute, hold on. You're telling me to be happy, but you're yelling at me."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "I'm trying real hard not to yell at you." So the way that I leave it is here's how I left it with these two. It's my own personal experiment. I said to them when I left the house today, because they were aggravating me so, I said, here's what we'll do. Mom, Frida, I called her Mom in front of Bart.
Of course.
I said, Mom, you just call a cab. You take a cab. Actually, I said, do you want me to get you a cab? And she said something snippy like, no, gee, I think I could handle that, calling a cab.
Mm-hmm.
I said, would you like me to call you a car service? She said, no, I'll call a cab. Don't worry about
right.
it. Meanwhile, I said to her, okay, bye-bye, see you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walked past him because they're in separate rooms. And I said, okay, see you tonight, bud. And I guess a taxi is going to be taking mom so she can meet me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, okay, and I leave. Now, this was 2.5 hours ago. I've not heard a word back.
So you haven't gotten an update?
No, my thought is that by now...
What, did she want to be transported in his car?
I think she wanted to be transported in any car. There are so many... Right. See, listen, this is why he's right and she's right. She's right because I'm not kidding you when I say... You open any door of my kid's car except the driver's side. You open the passenger side, there are shoes, Slurpees, boxes of half-eaten cereal,
ew.
CDs, T-shirts, baseball hats, woofers, bass speakers,
uh-huh.
More CDs, more books, trunks full of clothes from college in which instead of bringing them in, he's just opened up the trunk, taken out what he's needed, and thrown the rest back in.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention wrappers from every possible fast food destination on the planet and just a general smell of... I can understand. This is where I think Frida has.
Can you sit on the passenger side of that car?
Technically, yes. technically, yes, you could, but okay. you would be surrounded by filth.
Yeah, you'd be grossed out.
So the problem, and I understand my wife's standpoint on that, and I agree with her about that.
Of course. What would it be if he chose to overhaul it? If he chose to really get it? I mean, get it like your car. Get it showroom clean. What would be the time commitment that would be required?
Really, if he really worked, like, maybe 2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours right. of real, you know, ball-busting work.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm going to let all you guys know, like, one of the trade secrets, you know, and this is a secret my kid should know. Anytime your wife gives you a job to do, Buzz knows this one.
Yes.
Anytime your wife gives you a job to do,
uh-huh.
and kids, you can do this with your parents
yeah.
as well. Because this thing about overhauling a car, the way I've described it, and if you looked at my kid's car, you would think it's a weekend worth of work.
Mm-hmm.
Really, if you set your mind to it,
mm-hmm.
it's a 2 hour, maybe it's a 90-minute job you really work
your
ass off.
Take the trash can out to the car.
Right.
You know, so, just chuck everything.
But guys, now here's what you do with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Say there's something your wife's just been on your ass to do. It's not a major undertaking, but because she expects so little of you, what you do is you pick a time when she's not around.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for instance, when I painted that room upstairs for